Welcome to Fit and Focus, Wellness for Busy Women, the podcast where we dive into the world of health and well-being tailored specifically for women who are juggling demands of both career and family. I'm your host, Shane, and I understand the challenges of balancing a thriving career while nurturing a family. So grab your headphones, take a deep breath, and let's embark on this journey to become the best versions of ourselves together. Get ready to get fit and focused.
Hey guys, so I've been doing this for almost 15 years now. And when it comes to the kids, I see a couple of things that I have to talk about right now to make parents aware, and actually all adults aware of what potential harm you can actually do to a child when it comes to nutrition, when it comes to body image issues. Oh, actually, so first one, it's kind of is the obvious one. Don't criticize a child for their size. Okay, it doesn't matter if they're big, they're small, skinny or overweight. If you know me well, I like to use the F word. Fact. I used to be called that a lot, so I'm sensitive to that. Right now I'm fine with it, I guess, but I don't like to call somebody else that, you know, because I know how it feels. So try not to call or criticize your child for either if they're overweight or underweight at all, and also with height as well. Maybe not so much height, but definitely not with when it comes to body fat or, you know, what have you. So anyway, I've seen people call their child fat or fat boy when they're not even fat at all. But that I have seen that child also not eat that much. He's very picky. You know, and it stems from that. And mind you, he's a young, you know, under 8 years old, you know, but for that child to be called that, and now he's not eating, he's a boy too. Boys usually eat a lot, typically eat a lot of food, you know, but because of that, he's very quote unquote picky or not eating. I mean, sometimes when people say picky, I just feel like they're not wanting to eat because it probably stems from something else, you know, but anyway, so that's number one. Don't call your kid fat. Number two, if the child is taking a sport, okay, if the child is doing a sport, make sure that person is talking to somebody about nutrition, okay? If it's a coach that's giving nutrition advice, make sure you hear what the person says. You ask the child, or if you had a meeting or whatever, you're the coach, you hear what the coach is telling the person to your child to actually consume. Okay? Make sure that you hear. And if by chance the child is not getting any recommendations from the coach, then of course seek professional help when it comes to nutrition. If the child is playing sports, there is a certain amount of food that the child needs to eat, not a certain amount. The kid needs to eat. You know? This perfect example was this child is playing football, okay? And this child before football ate everything, okay? Went for seconds and all that kind of stuff, candy, all that kind of stuff, right? And the parents noticed that the child wasn't eating that much, never went back for seconds. We weren't finding like that much candy wrappers, you know, hidden away, or, you know, soda bottles, those kind of things. It was gone. So one night after practice, the mother said, hey, you want to get something to eat or whatever? And she suggested, oh, I can't eat that. And the mom said, okay, we'll have a taco salad or something. All right. Now understand something, a child needs to eat. How he ate before is how he should be eating now, minus the soda and certain things. But mainly the soda, of course, but how he ate before, he should be eating now. And now he's being extra picky. And if you're an athlete, you know, or in nutrition or whatever, you know, you have to eat to perform. If you're not eating enough, you're not going to perform well. If you're not performing well, that's when injury comes into play. Okay? Or, of course, you're not playing good, you're not performing as well. That's also true. But anyway, you have to eat to perform. Okay? And then watching your carbs and doing this as on an athletic level, it doesn't matter if it's a young kid performing. Or, I mean, if he's like, you know, 5 years old playing soccer, it is what it is, you know, whatever. But this is, I'm talking about a teenager. A teenager, we get to the high school level or whatever, you need to eat something. You need to eat to perform. Okay? Now the last thing, and is a lot of people don't realize it and don't think anything of it. Do not be hard on yourself about your weight in front of your child. Okay? Do not be hard on yourself about your weight in front of your child. That person, your child would see that and then mimic it and be critical of themselves, because mommy and daddy did it, I have to do it as well. So do not be critical of yourself in front of your child, okay? You know, just be more, I don't know, I mean, it's kind of obvious, certain, don't call yourself fat, don't criticize this or criticize that in front of your child. That's kind of obvious, but just make, say in a more neutral way, okay? Oh, okay, I'm just gonna have this, this is a little bit healthier, that kind of stuff. Or just don't say, oh, I can't have that, I don't wanna get fat. You know, those kind of things will make the child be sensitive or critical of themselves in the long run, okay? I mean, I hope this all makes sense. So to summarize, okay? Do not call your child fat, okay? That's one. Two, if they're playing sports, you make sure that you hear what the coach is saying about nutrition, okay? Or make sure you should do this. You make sure that your child goes get help with nutrition, okay? And then lastly, do not criticize yourself and your body in front of your child, okay? I promise you, do these three things. I mean, you should, honestly. If you do these three things, your child should be okay. No body image issues or whatever. You know, I mean, the outside influence, of course, is to be careful of that, but do what you can do to help prevent that. Okay? And I think by doing these three things, you will help prevent that. Okay, guys? I hope this helps anybody. It should help. All right, guys, have a good one.
Are you ready to transform your health and wellness journey? At Kadapa Strength, I'm committed to helping you achieve your goals through my three pillars for results. First, I educate, equipping you with essential knowledge to understand your body and its needs. Then I execute a tailored plan, ensuring every step is personalized to your unique lifestyle. Finally, I encourage, providing accountability and support every step of the way. Get ready to unlock your full potential and thrive in every aspect of your life. Visit me today and let's embark on this journey together. Check me out at kadapastrength.com.